All right. Now, folks, when we get a chance, we like to highlight our sponsors because we value our sponsors very much. Hey, they pay us money. That's a good thing to do. We like that. And so we want to welcome our friends Katie Reese and Kayla Miller from Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Ironhead, we got a couple of radio rookies here. This is going to be fun. Okay. I was expecting Kayla. Kayla brought her boss. I'm thinking, uh-oh, the boss came in. All right, watch out. First off, ladies, let's start with some background. Now, Katie, you're the boss, so you get to go first. All right? Get close to the mic there. Tell us something about you, you know, your background and so on. Tell us about you.
I've been a nurse in senior living for about 7 years, and jumping ship to Celebration Villa was definitely something I didn't expect to do. But it was a great career shift, and it's something that I'm grateful for every day that I found them.
All right. Kayla, how about you?
I have been with Celebration for a year now. My prior background has been nursing, but I love to help people. So being able to help families and making a transition from home to assisted living is something I truly enjoy.
All right. Now, either one of you, whoever, and get close to the mic, whoever wants to jump in here. Hopefully people have been, you know, listen to our commercials. Folks, that's kind of important, okay? Listen to the commercials, please. What is Celebration Villa? So, Katie, you're the boss. All right, we'll start with you. What exactly is Celebration Villa?
Celebration Villa is an assisted living community. We offer both personal care and memory care. We are a 47-bed facility with the ability to hold 60 residents. We take residents of all care levels. Somebody who can come in, they walk, they talk, and they just need help with medication management, to somebody who requires two people assistance for bed mobility or to transition into a chair. So we take everybody. We help those who aren't able to live in their own home anymore.
All right. Address, where are you folks located?
We are located at 150 Farmstead Lane, behind KinderCare. And behind the apartment complex. So to get to our community, you have to go through the apartment complex's first parking lot on the left.
All right. And as far as our studio is concerned, you're literally up the street. I mean, you're like right up the street, not very far from us. Okay.
You said, I just, real quick, the you said community, you get to our community. One of the things about the facility is, and I think it is important, really at any stage of life, that you have that feeling of community. But that is a focus there, right? That, mm-hmm. It's not that you're living, and I'll use the air quotes, on your own. Mm-hmm. You may be to whatever degree, but you are part of a bigger community. I think from a mental standpoint, it is just vitally important that people have those shared experiences and opportunities to come together and enjoy events, just mm-hmm. converse, play games, whatever it may be.
Our ultimate goal is to give the residents the feeling of home when they're away from home. We, you know, try our best to make sure we have the pets in there, because there are a lot of people that enjoy having pets around, or kids. We enjoy bringing the kids in. At Christmas, we have carolers. We have dance studios that come in. Yep. So we try our best to make sure that they are feeling as if they are at home when they can't be. And our families, especially leadership's families, are so involved, because there are a lot of residents who don't have families, who don't have a family to come for our big holiday meal that we have coming up. And it's kind of heartbreaking to see that. So our families step in and fill those voids to ensure that the residents get that feeling.
All right. I don't have a number, but it just seems there are a lot of, call them elder care facilities in this area. Mm-hmm. Either you ladies happen to have a number? There's a lot, I think, right? There's a lot around here.
There are quite a few here in the Center County region. I will say that Celebration Villa was number one for the Center County favorites this year, so that speaks volumes just for our community. But I would say there are at least five
that I can think of.
Yeah, that we deal with or that we compete with daily.
Okay. So my open-ended question, what makes you folks unique? You know, if somebody's interested, I'm sort of in a situation with an elder parent. and you're in that situation like, okay, we need to do something. What makes you folks unique?
Yeah, like Katie was stating, you know, we are a pet-friendly facility. A lot of the places here in State College don't offer people to bring the pets. We have three different room sizes that we offer. So we have a studio, a deluxe, and a two-bedroom suite. All of our rooms are private rooms, and they all also have their own private bathroom in them as well. One thing that we offer in our memory care is Safely You, which is a video surveillance for fall protection. So obviously people with Alzheimer's and dementia can't always, you know, state if they fell or something like that or call for help. So that helps us in our memory care unit with our residents. It's a automated video surveillance that detects any type of fall, and then it calls us immediately for us to go check on them to see, you know, did they really fall? Maybe it was just a glitch, or sometimes people, you know, do different things back there. But that's one thing that our community has in State College that no other community does for our memory care facility.
Is that going up, memory care? Mm-hmm. I don't know, dementia, Alzheimer's, I see lots of stories about this and that and those two things. Is memory care, like, increasing?
I feel like recently I've had a lot more people reaching out for memory care than I have, but it fluctuates just with anything. Sometimes many months I have all memory care, and then maybe I don't hear about memory care for another month or two. So it really depends, but I do feel recently there has been an incline in that.
Now, here's a question. What about memory care? Have you... Oh, wait. I bumped my head this morning. Never mind.
That's low.
Carry on.
Okay. All right. Katie, you were about to say something before my friend here jumped in.
I also think, too, that memory care is increasing because families and caregivers are starting to feel the fatigue. They are starting to feel that, you know, it is becoming too much at home to keep their loved ones, you know, safe and keep them in within the home. And there's an increased number of residents wandering off and being, you know, found miles and miles down the road. And I think families are now at that point where they're realizing, okay, I can't do this. I need to be a family member again. I can't continue to be a caregiver. So I think that's another reason why it's increasing.
All right.
I think that is a vitally important conversation for mm-hmm. folks to have, because you understand the instinct. It's like, hey, I'm here for you. I got it covered. It takes a toll. It just does. I've experienced it in different phases, and I've seen others, and it is really, really hard, and it does take a toll. And, you know, we talk about this in different areas of life, but it is okay to reach out and, mm-hmm. hey, I need help. Like, we want to make this work, but you have to know your limits and what can provide the best opportunity, both for presumably talking mostly here about parents, but parents and yourself. And that can be a difficult conversation for sure to have, but just so important to try to balance that out.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you folks have vacancies right now? Any possibilities?
We are currently full. We've been holding 100% since July, and our wait list is currently growing. So we encourage people to still come check out our community, tour it, and get on that wait list because it's growing.
All right. There's the next question. How do people get more information, either one of you? I know you have a website, so what can people do to get more information?
Yep, so we have a website. They can call us at the community at 814-235-7675. Anyone who answers the phone can give information. They can ask for me, the sales director. We also have...
You can reach out via Facebook. You can follow the link on our website. There are various ways, or even just stop at the community. Linda, our administrative assistant, she's at the front desk Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. She is amazing. She has been there for several years, and she could answer any questions that anyone would have. She knows that place inside out, upside down. You name it, she knows it.
I've met Linda, and she's very helpful, yes. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Kayla.
Even on the weekends, too, there's usually someone always there who is willing to give in a tour. So, I mean, people stop in. Usually, you know, people work Monday through Friday, and, you know, the evenings, they're kind of busy with things. So some people just stop in on the weekends. Somebody will be there to show them around if that's something that they need to do as well.
All right. website address is really long, as I recall, right?
It is really long. It is www.celebrationvilla@nittanyvalley.com.
I think of Nittany Valley, right?
Is it? Yeah, it's of.
CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. Folks, just do a web search for Celebration Villa State College.
There you go.
Comes right up.
Yep.
All right.
Perfect.
Well, ladies, thanks for taking the time to come down the street.
Yeah, right. Thanks for having us.
And again, you mentioned you're full, but you got a waiting list. But people can get on the waiting list because you folks do really good stuff. And so, folks, you can call that number. You can go on the website. Can somebody just stop in?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yep.
And once again, Katie, the address
is 150 Farmstead Lane. We're directly behind KinderCare and the apartment complex.
It's that intersection where Valley Vista Drive meets Science Park Road.
Mm-hmm.
All right, right there. And we're on Science Park Road. And you folks are right big on the corner right there. So that's perfect.
Yep.
Well, ladies, thanks again for coming in. And,
thanks for having us.
And good luck to things.
Thank you.
See, you did great. You were all nervous. No need to be nervous. You were fine.
Professionals at work.